You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Thank you all for tuning in. You can call us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and follow us on Twitter. A lot to talk about. I think we're having a little technical problems. I'll have to ask James, what's going on? Sorry if you hear any of that. We want to talk a little bit about actually some very exciting news. Remember last week we were talking about how a monkey could, with his mind, move a robotic arm? Well, apparently a human has done that. A quadriplegic gentleman, I believe in Oakland, has done that. Pretty exciting stuff how he's been able to, he was actually able to give a high five to his girlfriend. So I want to talk about that technology. I also want to talk about the Conrad Murray trial in the case of Michael Jackson receiving propofol the day he died. And you know, is it malpractice or is it a criminal case? So we need to talk about that. And I want to talk a little bit. There's been some interesting news this today that I want to discuss some highlights on. Apparently, online dating fraud is rampant. Very, very rampant. And so we want to talk about that and how to protect yourself from online dating fraud. Also, there was a woman who wanted a fetus and a baby so bad that she found a pregnant woman, attacked her, and ripped out the fetus. Unfortunately, the victim and the baby died. So, oh, sorry about that. We're having some technical issues. Sorry about that. All right. Weird microphone stuff. So I apologize about any of that. Maybe just kind of lower your volume. All right. So here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I want to talk about this robotic arm. This gentleman, he was a quadriplegic. Apparently, I believe back in 2004, he was, I think, swerving to avoid a deer. And he got into a car accident and became a quadriplegic, couldn't move his arms or legs. And I believe today he was able to, with the help of University of Pittsburgh researchers, use his mind to move a robotic hand. Just fascinating stuff. He was able to high-five his girlfriend. And, again, this is the technology we were talking about last week. Remember we were talking about making an invisible cloak, right, using the nanotubes and how they were able to make something invisible. And I like, all excited about this kind of stuff. This is, like, great. Like, ah! And, you know, they were able to, a monkey was able to move a robotic arm using his mind. And, I mean, I thought the technology might have been out there before, but this is the first time I'm actually reading about it. So, you know, what their hopes of doing is those people that can't walk or can't move or are paralyzed, able to have an exoskeleton where they're able to move and grab things and hopefully feed themselves and bathe themselves and put clothes on. So fast, but I mean, it takes a lot of work. Apparently, he has practiced 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for nearly a month to move the arm with his mind. But hopefully, once you're able to train yourself with the arm, it should hopefully be easier to do the other limbs. So exciting stuff. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I heard your discussion about the nanotube invisibility. That technology has actually been around quite a while. In the 1980s, it was a TV show where they made a semi disappear. There were three Predator movies that used it. Two of the Star Trek movies used it. And in the 90s, Roy Schneider was on a submarine where they had a remote control robot that used it. And if you go on YouTube, there's a video of the tank disappearing. You see a tank driving down the road, and then it just kind of disappears.
Okay.
So, I love your show, though. I find you have a lot of interesting topics. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for that. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not a techie, so I really don't know about, you know, what's been done and all the prior technical stuff. It's just when it hits the news, and I see it as of now, like today, I just think it's fascinating. So thank you for educating on me that the invisible technology was there. I mean, I know that they had been playing around. What he's referring to was we were talking about the nanotubes, the carbon nanotubes that you would infuse with heat, electrical stimulation to make it hot, to reflect rays, to make something invisible. They've been doing that for a while. You're right. They've been manipulating that. I've just never seen it happen. Maybe it's because I didn't have YouTube back then. But if they were able to do that with a tank, I got to find that YouTube clip. That is some cool stuff. Really cool stuff. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. You know, this is interesting. A Spanish bullfighter, Juan Jose Padilla, is recovering from a 5-hour operation to repair his face after a goring accident in the northeastern city of Zaragoza. Apparently what had happened is he was a bullfighter. Okay, he is a bullfighter. And the bull's left horn ripped into Padilla's lower jaw, and it caused his eyeball to protrude. Now, he suffered eye damage. He's 39 years old. Bone, muscle, skin damage when the bull pinned him down to the ground and gored him. They said the horn almost pierced his brain. If that's the case, obviously, he would have died. I mean, the bull named Marquez weighs 1,100 pounds, and I know bullfighting is supposed to be a great sport. I never understood it. You're standing there in the middle of a ring with something red taunting a bull. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all to me. So, but scary, scary stuff. So apparently, he is recuperating. They're meshing and using titanium plates, to put his facial bones and his eyes back into his socket. But, you know, crazy stuff. You know, if you have children, you know, that are thinking about doing a sport, you know, maybe badminton is nice, you know, hopscotch, just not bullfighting. Not bullfighting. Okay. When we come back, we're going to be going on break in a little bit. What I want to do is when we come back, I want to talk about foreign insects and diseases got into this country. Apparently, after September 11th, many people that were working in Homeland Security had to move to the anti-terrorism unit, so bugs and diseases snuck into our borders. We'll talk about that. Coming back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestGladSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestGladSupport.com. That's BestGladSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so this is interesting. In the news today, they were talking about how the U.S. food supply has been threatened and foreign insects and diseases got into the U.S. in the decade since September 11th. Now, apparently what had happened is, you know, all the food and agricultural inspections that we used to go through? Well, many of the people in the Homeland Security Department that were manning those stops had to be moved to anti-terrorism units. So it turned out that many more bugs and insects snuck through Border Patrol. And this is, this was a shock to me. I had no idea. Now, of course, even prior to 2011, you know, many invasive species and bugs and insects and, you know, fungi, et cetera, and infestations had come in prior, but there were more checkpoints and more people doing the checking. Now, because of what happened with Homeland Security having to bump up their security and, you know, anti-terrorist checkpoints, a lot of things had basically fallen by the wayside when it came to food. So like larvae and plants and cut flowers, beetles have been found under the bottom of like tiles from Italy coming in, and insects have burrowed into wooden pallets used in cargo. So it's not just lettuce coming over. It's things like tile and other products. Bugs are coming in. You guys remember the movie Arachnophobia? I haven't seen that in like 20 some years, but I think a body was shipped and the spider, it was a very venomous, scary spider shipped with the body. That kind of thing. And then it came to the, you know, the States, and it, you know, caused havoc, and there were spiders everywhere, et cetera. Okay, so basically what happened? Well, they said since September 11th, okay, and some of the lack of agricultural security, they said there's been 19 Mediterranean fruit fly infestations that took hold of California, and the European grapevine moth, the grapevine moth triggered spraying and quarantines across wine country. So the grapevine moth caused problems in wine country. That's not good. That's expensive. They said the Asian citrus psyllid, if I'm pronouncing that right, can carry disease that decimated Florida orange groves, crossed the border from Mexico, and it threatened California's $1.8 billion citrus industry. Now, they say New Zealand's light brown apple moth. Oh, how bad can that be? A light brown apple moth. That actually sounds kind of tasty. You know, if a moth flew into your mouth, if, you know, when you're like riding your bike, I'd rather be a light brown apple moth. That sounds like it would taste like a honey brown molasses type of thing. All right, cinnamony. They say this New Zealand light brown apple moth emerged in California, prompting the government in 2008 to bombard the Monterey Bay area with 1,600 pounds of pesticides. The spraying drew complaints that it caused respiratory problems and killed birds. So officials had to spend $110 million to eradicate the moth. And it didn't work. So look at all this money that had to be spent because they didn't hire or spend money on extra Homeland Security people. They say the sweet orange scab is a fungal disease. Are you kidding me? They have a fungal disease called the sweet orange scab. They say the sweet orange scab is a fungal disease that infects citrus. It appeared in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi and caused, of course, quarantines. Chili thrips, rice cutworms, and the plant disease gladiolus rust. I don't know any of these. Also got into Florida, which saw 27% of new pests. Then there's this Erythena gall wasp, decimated Hawaii's Willy Willy trees. Then forests in Minnesota and Northeast were affected by beetles. Okay, so anyway, the moral of the story is stuff got through. It cost us a lot of money, so they have to keep up their agricultural inspections. I bet a lot of us didn't realize how important these agricultural inspections are, or inspections of a lot of cargo that come in here, because crap comes in. Crap comes in. Scary stuff. Okay. All right, now I want to talk about this case. This is very, very scary. Okay. A Milwaukee mother of three who was desperate to give her boyfriend a son hunted for, she had three kids. She already had three kids, but she wanted to give her boyfriend a son. So she hunted for a pregnant woman until she found one. Apparently the pregnant woman, her name, Annette Morales Rodriguez, 33 years old. Oh, no. That's the one that was, the one that was the Milwaukee mom. That's the one who's alleged to have done this. She found Maritza Ramirez Cruz, a 23-year-old woman who was, I guess, going to a clinic, found her, followed her into a bathroom, beat her over the head, strangled her, and then basically used a knife to cut out the fetus. Now, she pretended like the fetus was hers. So she went to the hospital. She actually scratched the inside of her vaginal wall to make it look like she was bleeding and just gave birth. But when they examined her and the fetus had uterus attached, ovaries attached, something didn't look right. And when they actually looked inside the woman, it didn't look like she gave birth. So now, of course, she's going to be up for trial. And I mean, just scary, scary stuff that somebody would be sick enough to do this. Unfortunately, of course, the real mother and her fetus died. I hope this woman, she's now being charged with two counts of first-degree homicide, this Annette Morales Rodriguez, for the murder of the pregnant woman and the fetus. Absolutely scary stuff. I can't imagine what people are thinking. I mean, she already has three kids. To get her boyfriend a baby, I wonder what the boyfriend's saying. I hope he drops her. Drop her. Oh, gosh. Run and hide. All right. I want to talk about now Conrad Murray and the Michael Jackson case. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. A lot of back and forth on, well, what's malpractice and then what is manslaughter? All right. And now, you know, malpractice is where you could have an event that occurs that could be a very misfortunate event, but it was because somebody deviated from the standard of care. They should act responsibly. They should be cautious to avoid harm in patients. But that's basically where malpractice is, okay? It usually results in civil cases. It's not really a criminal issue. And then, you know, doctors can sue, and, you know, there's certain damages that they could be sued for. There could be wrongful death charges where something happened, you know, with the surgery. But again, it's because in medical malpractice, of course, the doctor or the medical provider, there was no intent. They should still have been somehow practicing medicine within a medical facility. Something goes wrong. Okay. Manslaughter, however, is the unlawful killing of a human being without malice and must involve behavior that grossly breaches the standard of care. Now, this, I'm getting this from Fox News, even though each state kind of has its own definition. California attorney basically says that he or she acts in a way such that it's a deviation from standard of care that almost basically takes your breath away. This is quoted from Julie Cantor, a practicing attorney with a medical degree as well as an adjunct professor at UCLA School of Law. Okay, so if Murray didn't, you know, intend to kill Michael Jackson, if Conrad Murray obviously, you know, didn't, and I don't think he intended to kill him, and again, you know, we've really heard from the prosecution, I'm waiting to hear what's going on with the defense, but if he didn't plan on killing him, should he even be tried for manslaughter? Should this even be a criminal suit? But the question is he was doing something that would basically make all of us in the medical community gasp. Administering propofol, which we only use in a surgical setting while somebody is monitored with thousands of dollars of equipment. And he was doing this in his home. And he was doing this after he had knowledge that Michael Jackson was in and out of, you know, consciousness, you know, when we heard the tapes. And so you wonder if this is considered manslaughter because he obviously knew that this wasn't the best standard of care for the patient. He did it without proper technique, without proper training, and without proper facilities. So, you know, was he negligent enough where this was so stupid that he should be tried criminally, or because something happened to Michael Jackson with the medication and it wasn't expected that this should be just considered malpractice? And that's where the debate lies. Again, I need to hear more from the defense because right now it looks like Conrad Murray was doing cover up and he was, but again, does that mean though he should be criminally charged with manslaughter? Right now he's the only one that was in the room. He's the only one that knows what happens. We know Michael Jackson self-administered certain medications, but then why was he giving those medications from the doctor? Doctors have an ethical responsibility to, if a patient is possibly on the verge of something drastic happening, to not give him something that he could hurt himself with. That's the do no harm part of the Hippocratic Oath. And, you know, giving somebody who's just seems to be completely out of it, as you can tell by the tapes, propofol, he was really playing with nature, really messing with evil. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is your
Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and of course your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and go to my website and check out the Alaska cruise. We are going to be going to Alaska next summer. It's going to be gorgeous. We're going to leave out of Seattle, take a week to go up the Alaskan coast. We do it every year. We have lectures. We have parties, lots of prizes, fun, fun trip. People are already booking their cabin. I can't wait to take y'all with us. We got a great group rate, so please take advantage of it. Okay, so I want to talk about this. In the news today, we're recapping on some headlines. 2,000 British citizens admit to have been frauded by online dating sites and people on online dating sites. Now, you know, already we know the perpetrators target social media a lot, you know, Facebook, etc. And, you know, we get emails. I get emails all the time. They go, hi, my name is Paco Wax, and I'm related to you, and I need money. And like, Paco Wax? You know, I mean, I know my uncle's Puerto Rican, but, you know, I'm not Hispanic, and I, you know, yo hablo español un poquito, pero I'm not related to anybody in the family called Paco. And so, you know, I get this all the time. So we get this all the time on our emails, and it's frustrating, but what's really unfortunate is these are people that are really preying on vulnerable, you know, people on these online, websites. Now, what happens is they end up basically asking for money. And it may not be the very first interaction. It could be an interaction where, you know, you've already dated. You've already gone out with the person. I mean, somebody that's really good at this establishes a relationship with you and then gets into your bank account. You know, once you guys start sharing expenses. Now, there are ways to find the quick scammers, okay? And, you know, if you look at online, you'll see there's a lot of different websites saying how to avoid scammers, you know, hire us, you know, we're private detectives. Of course, you know, you want to be careful because, again, I think hiring a private detective, I mean, if you're really interested in somebody, if you're really interested and you think you found somebody, but, you know, you're having some questions, yeah, maybe a private detective would be smart to do. I mean, especially if you want to find out that they're not married. That's a biggie. That's a biggie. And there's actually ways to tell if you are being accosted by somebody who actually could be married. You know, usually your date, you know, requests your phone number but won't give you his. Okay, if he won't give you his number, he could be married. He also will call you from a phone other than his home phone. Or there'll be a blocking feature when they call. It could be weird date times, like a 4 p.m. They won't let you call, periodically they'll call you. So things like that, you could possibly tell if they were married. You know, if the date won't reveal his last name and doesn't introduce you to his friends or family, again, that's a biggie too. So if it's always kind of private, that's not good. And then, you know, sometimes when you get these emails, if let's say you've answered back, you know, like they ask you a question and you've answered back and they don't respond, and it kind of seems like an email that could go to anybody. It's not personalized to you, or it almost looks like whatever is personalized to you, look like it could have been plugged in. That's probably an email scam. All right. I mean, I wish I kind of had an example, but basically don't give your email address out. Just don't give your email address out. And please don't give your personal address at all. You know, let me see. Another thing they said is, you know, if you, let's say, have had difficulty dating, you know, and you're kind of new to these websites and all of a sudden a 19-year-old Playboy bombshell hooks up with you and tries to get personal. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, you wouldn't get the bombshell, but if it seems too good to be true, it could be too good to be true. A lot of these scammers will use pictures that are kind of too good to be true, whereas some of these people that are a little bit more sincere, you could tell by the picture that they're trying to show themselves in more of a, I mean, it somebody wouldn't pretend to be them type of thing. You know, I mean, if it looks like a picture kind of from a magazine, you know, you could tell. So just really look at the picture. But if it looks like somebody who kind of took a picture up against the wall saying, this is me, you know, and then, you know, ask for kind of, a variety of pictures. And if they only have one of themselves, that's also an issue. Okay. So, you know, how else can you avoid internet dating scams? Like I said, don't give money. If they're asking for money, or if they say my wife died and I have a child, I know we just met. No, there is no reason to give money. You know, one of these sites actually suggested, not dating websites, but one of these sites telling you how to protect yourself. They said, you know, if you get to the point where you're going out on the first date, don't let the other person pay the whole way. Don't let them pay the whole way. Do a Dutch. Because how some of these scammers work is they'll pay for the dinner, or they'll pay for the first encounter, and then you feel a little obligated the next time. And not even so much obligated for sex or anything like that, but then obligated that you need to do something. So what they do is they take you out to dinner, they pay, then the next time is in the park, let's say, and you guys have a nice little park event. He goes, you know, look, I hate to do this, but I need to borrow some money. All right, that's how they're kind of leading up to this. There really shouldn't be a money issue. Money should not need to exchange hands the first 6, 7, 8, 9 first few months, really. Really, honestly, you really shouldn't. They should have other people they're borrowing from. And if they don't have somebody that they could borrow from, then you also wonder what's going on. Why don't they have family? Why don't they have friends? Why are they going to you, somebody that you're newly dating? You got to be careful out there. Now, you know, what websites are pretty safe? Here's the thing. It could be any of the safe websites. You know, there's lots of common websites out there. It doesn't necessarily mean the website is bad. But it's people on these websites that come across and you start dating them, and then they end up asking for money and they drop you. And, you know, this article out of MSNBC says, you know, it's a double hit to you because not only are they taking your money, but you've lost now a lot of confidence and you started to invest in a relationship. Now, I don't think meeting people online is bad. In fact, that's how a lot of professional people, that's how a lot of us are meeting people, because we just don't like to go to the bar anymore. We don't like to put an ad in the paper. You know, we don't do that anymore. And, you know, a lot of us that don't want to hook up in a bar, we want to meet somebody and establish a intellectual relationship first and, you know, and communicate first. You know, the online websites, I think, is a great idea. It's just, again, you don't know who you're getting. People on Facebook, people on Twitter, they're scam artists all over the place. Now, you know, it was interesting, you know, in the previous hours of our show, we kind of took a look at, you know, some of these online dating sites. And we talked about this on my show before, how, let's say, you know, you're into World of Warcraft. You could hook up with other people that play World of Warcraft. So it's kind of nice to have, you know, things in common. Yeah, I think there's scam artists in World of Warcraft, but the World of Warcraft game is so involved that I think a lot of people are too busy. Although my son was playing World of Warcraft and somebody stole his gold, but luckily World of Warcraft has a great, you know, security type thing, so they were able to get it back. But we were looking at these bizarre dating sites, and like if you're a Trekkie, there's a Star Trek Passions website, they say. There's this cool one, the scientificmatch.com. What they do is they pair up singles based on their DNA. You pay $2,000. I don't know. I don't know if I would do this. I'm married, but if I was single, I don't know if I'd do this. $2,000 covers a DNA test. Guarantees you a lifetime membership. They give you a DNA kit. It analyzes the immune system genes and then hooks you up to somebody else, with match genes. I don't know. That'd be scary. You know what I mean? Do you really want to have the same genes? Don't, you know, kind of like interbreeding? Nah, I don't like that. I don't like that. DiscreetAdventures.com. I don't like this one. This is for married men and women. I want to talk more about these when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Medical Talk Radio. Really quickly, before I go to more medical headlines, I was talking about the, you know, some of these weird online dating sites. There's one, Meet an Inmate, meetaninmate.com. They say if you are a lonely, troubled soul fantasizing about having a close and loving relationship with someone doing 20 to life, this website is for you. I'm getting this from top10tag.com. Meet an inmate. I mean, honestly, some of you newly single, maybe you want to find, you know, you're just really into somebody who's been in jail. Darwin dating. They say Darwin dating was created exclusively for beautiful, desirable people, promising to weed out the ugly, unattractive, and desperate. They say the site claims to have strict rules and a selection process based on rating, ensuring that all the members have great looks. In fact, they banned sweat patches, nerdy glasses, pocket protectors. Really? Are you crazy? All right. Date my pet. This is a cute one. You find a date, but also your pet. So this allows you to find people that also have a pet that they could date as well. There's an asexualytic website. It's not for heterosexuals, homosexuals, bisexuals, but it's people that really don't have a sex drive. So if you don't have a sex drive, you can meet other people that don't have a sex drive and have a meaningful platonic relationship. That's asexualytic.com. This one is interesting. Positive singles. This is for people that are positive herpes, HPV, HIV, or AIDS. So these are people that want to look for love and friendship, and are able to meet other people where they were excluded from because they had herpes. Or I brought that up a couple years ago, that we should have a website for people that have herpes, because you know, they're in a monogamous relationship, they get herpes, they end up, you know, getting divorced, now they're back on the dating scene, but they have herpes and they have a very, very difficult time to meet other people. So it looks like positivesingles.com. And then meet an ostomate. Now, what meetanostomate.com does is it's an online community for people who have had an ostomy surgery. So if any of you had like a colostomy where part of your colon was removed and you have a colonic bag, other people, I think this is kind of cool. Apparently the site has 5,000 members in over 50 countries. Because, I mean, here's the thing. You meet somebody, and then all of a sudden, you know, they say, look, this is what I have. And, you know, colostomy bags are pretty cumbersome for people. And, of course, could be an issue during sex. So that there's a website where people can meet, I think that's really cool. I think that's cool. So, you know, good for them. I don't like the one for the married people. That I don't like. Married people finding other married people to, nah. That one I don't like. But like I said, earlier we were talking about online dating. This thing is huge. Online dating scammers, huge. And I have no problem with people online dating. I think it's a great way to meet people. It's probably, I think, one of the better ways to meet people, because a lot of people don't want to go to a bar and be picked up on. You know, they want to get to know people first. But unfortunately, there's scammers out there. They're going to prey on you, and they're going to try to finagle you to give them money, and you can't do that, you know. And whenever you do go on a date with these people, don't have them pick you up from your house. All right, meet them somewhere. You need to really, really know them, really, really know them, until you allow them to see your personal home. So just, you know, be careful out there, people. All right, so going to some medical headlines. They say chocolate. Again, more news that chocolate will reduce stroke. They say women who ate 2 candy bars a week. All right. Study showed women who had the highest consumption of chocolate. Highest consumption. Only 2 candy bars a week. Only 2 a week. To me, that looks like small consumption. Anyway, 2 candy bars a week dropped your risk of stroke by 20%. Huh? I eat 2 candy bars an hour. I wonder what my reduced risk of stroke is. Cocoa, of course, contains flavonoids, which have antioxidant properties, can suppress oxidation of LDL. Great stuff, great stuff. Now, again, I cannot recommend that everybody go and eat chocolate on a regular basis, but I love it. I love it. I don't understand. They said women with the highest consumption of chocolate is only a couple candy bars a week. Not the women I know. The women I know amount large amounts of, you know, chocolate in their coffee, chocolate in their milk, you know, chocolate, Cocoa Krispies for breakfast, chocolate with the lunch, chocolate with dinner. That, to me, is high consumption. But remember, guys, it has to be the dark chocolate. Dark chocolate appears to be healthier than the other kinds, right? Because the milk chocolate has more milk, etc. All right, now this is interesting. All right, a psychiatric hospital, all right, apparently a patient was trying to escape out of an air vent. And so what happened is the police that were called, this happened in Mesa, Arizona, tried to coax the patient out by, guess what? How did they coax him? They used pepper spray. Now, unfortunately, because the guy was in the air vent, the pepper spray went all over, and dozens of people had to be evacuated from the psychiatric hospital because the pepper spray affected about 50 residents and staff with their breathing. Again, they said they were just trying to coax the patient out, and I don't know how you coax somebody with pepper spray. I love how they use the word coax, but not my cup of tea. That was kind of stupid. All right, United States, U.S. Preventive Task Force made a recommendation last week about PSA screening, saying they recommend against PSA screening because it causes too much turmoil and possibly more harm than good. You all know I disagree with that. I think it's very important to get your PSA, your prostate-specific antigen, PSA, to look for prostate cancer. Please get yourself checked. It's very, very important for us to watch the levels, even if they're normal, because if the levels rise more than 0.5 in a year, then that could be a sign that you could be getting prostate cancer. So I know the U.S. Preventive Task Force, their job is to make sure that they cause, cost-effectiveness and help plan a healthcare skeleton that many of these other health insurance companies can work off of the cheapest of the cheap, and PSAs are expensive, and they want to cut that out. But if you have risk factors, or if there's any issues that you think you need to have, despite what the U.S. Preventive Task Force, you need to sit down with your doctor. You should be making the decision about your health with your medical provider, not the government. I have a big, big problem with that. All right. Also in the news, they were talking about today how vitamins may be linked to cancer and heart disease in older women. This, of course, shocked us. We found this very alarming. We don't know why. They said the vitamins linked to the highest risk. Iron was huge. They said iron increased risk of heart disease and cancer, which I still don't see how. Calcium supplements were actually good for you. They said calcium decreased your risk of early death, well, if you were older. But they said iron, niacin. Niacin, we tell so many people to take niacin because it raises your HDL. That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Copper, zinc, etc. Now, a lot of us take multivitamins. We take multivitamins because we don't eat a lot of vegetables. Maybe it's something in the substrate. Maybe it's something in the food coloring. You know, I do have an issue with people popping vitamins and not eating the regular vegetables. Eat the regular vegetables. Eat the fish and the vegetables. Why take fish oil if you can eat fish? But a lot of people, they don't. They don't eat fish, so they have to pop the fish oil. But, I think you'd be better suited to try to eat as natural as you can. Again, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the food coloring, the substrate, the powder, whatnot. Again, we need a lot more studies. I don't think we all should be throwing our multivitamins away because a lot of people do well with multivitamins. But, let's just kind of keep this in the back of our minds and keep an eye on it, all right? Somebody who's doing very well is a woman who actually ran a marathon. She walked and ran in a marathon. She was 39 weeks pregnant, almost full term. This was the Chicago Marathon. She started to go into labor during the marathon. Then she ate a sandwich, went to the hospital, gave birth. Healthy baby. Good for her. But, boy, a marathon, 39 weeks pregnant. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Keep the calls coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe. Peace out.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.